where Chicago comes to talk.
22, the Saturday morning show with Paul Harris, every week from 5 until 8. First thing Saturday morning, turn your radio on the Big 89 and I'll be here to get your weekend rolling. Sunshine and 48, the forecast today. Cloudy and 37 tonight. Tomorrow those clouds will dump some rain on us, mixing with snow late in the day that'll linger into Monday. So 48 today, 38 tomorrow. It's 33 now at O'Hare, 32 at Midway, 40 along the lakefront. So Blago got indicted this week. The 19-count indictment was handed down on Thursday by the federal prosecutors. Bernie Schoenberg has been a guest on this show several times in the course of the months that we've been talking about Rod Blagojevich, back to the days when he was the governor, then the soon-to-be ex-governor, now the ex-governor, now the indicted ex-governor. Bernie writes for the State Journal Register down in Springfield. Welcome back to the show, Bernie.
Well, it's good to be here under the circumstances.
Pleasure always having you on the show. First question, when do they indict Patty?
You know, that's a real interesting thing. I actually just read the Sun-Times story about that, and there are various theories on what might happen with her. Clearly, they're making money that was going to Mrs. Blagojevich, part of the case against Rod Blagojevich, saying that that was a personal benefit to him. And I guess different lawyers and different prosecutors could look at it in different ways. If you indict both, then the jury might know that they have two young children, and it looks like you might be piling on. You don't necessarily want to do that because you don't want the jury to feel sorry for the defendants and maybe give them a break they wouldn't have otherwise received. The other thing is, maybe they think that this could be used as leverage to Rod Blagojevich, saying, hey, your wife might get indicted if you don't cooperate, if you don't plead guilty to something. I've never been convinced that Rod Blagojevich would do anything for anybody, but he does hang with the family, including in Disney World yesterday, so that might be a way. That might be a reasonable strategy as well.
You know, I love that. Former Governor Rod Blagojevich, you've just been indicted on 19 counts of racketeering, etc. What are you going to do now? I'm going to Disney World, and he did.
And you know, as has been said elsewhere, it's just interesting that lots of people knew that it was very likely that the indictment was going to be handed down on Thursday because that was the last day the grand jury was meeting before the April 7th deadline for the indictment to be made, you know, that Patrick Fitzgerald had gotten from Judge Holderman in Chicago. So, you know, knowing Rod Blagojevich, you know, he may, let's see, how do we say this nicely? He may be crazy in some ways, but he's crazy like a fox. He knows a lot of things. I mean, not many of us can spout poetry the way he can, and it's clear that he probably knew he would be in Disney World the day the indictment came down by planning the vacation that way.
You talked before about leverage. Do the feds have leverage to turn some of the other people who've been indicted here? I'm thinking about John Harris, no relation to me, Blagojevich's former chief of staff, or Alonzo Monk, you know, the businessman who's indicted here, or Chris Kelly, the former fundraiser for Blagojevich. Any chance that these guys give up information, take some immunity, and escape prosecution themselves?
I think there's a reasonable chance of that. All of these folks were king of the world for a while. They were all attached to a governor who was somewhat crazed with power, I think, saw it as a great opportunity for their financial gain. You know, Rod Blagojevich talked a lot about health care to the public, but when we get a look at his private conversations, as we did through the wiretaps, a lot of it was about making money and securing the future. People who had worked with him before ended up, several of them, becoming lobbyists or consultants who would be hired at extravagant amounts of money by businesses that wanted to get an audience with the governor or with state government to get state contracts, and ended up doing so. I think those people are not going to be happy about the prospect of spending time in prison because that's kind of the opposite of king of the world.
Yeah.
And I think that is a very serious kind of pressure that can be used by the feds to make them talk. And, you know, we saw it happen with Scott Faywell in the George Ryan trial. Of course, that involves his girlfriend as well. You know, the fact that he wanted the government to go lenient on her. So, yes, I do think that there will be some testimony. And one thing that I noticed right off when the indictment came down is, you know, the feds call it a continuing investigation. We know they've talked to lots of people. I was actually surprised there was not more detail of new events. I think the biggest surprise in this indictment probably was that even when he was running for office, Rod and his friends, apparently, if you believe the prosecutors, were plotting how they were going to make a lot of money and then put it aside and divvy it up after he was out of office. So they went in knowing, at least in general, what they wanted to do. They wanted to, you know, make themselves better off financially. And that's a shame, partly because, or certainly because he ran as the anti-George Ryan, and he turned out to be even worse in some ways, if we believe what the documents say.
Well, you know what? It just means that the next guy who runs for governor gets to say, look, I'm not Ryan and I'm not Blagojevich. we'll see.
I'm not sure what the answer is for voters to get a better idea of who the candidates are. You know, what Blagojevich did, and it's very typical Illinois, even though I think he's very atypical because I don't want to put other politicians in the same bag with him. But he raised a lot of money, and he ran a lot of advertising. He made, as you recall, in 06, Judy Bartopinka look bad. He used money effectively, and so many people don't pay attention to state government, but they hear the advertisements, or they see the advertisements, and they let that, you know, say what's what. They don't read the editorials and the stories in the newspapers enough. And, of course, we want them to do that, don't we?
Absolutely right. Bernie, it's always a pleasure having you on. Thanks for your time today.
Sure enough.
Bernie Schoenberg, who writes for the State Journal Register down in Springfield and has been covering the legislature and the governor and now the ex-governor and now the indicted ex-governor who went to Disney World, joining me here on Saturday mornings on WLS. I'm Paul Harris. We'll break. We'll get an update on the news. And then we'll come back and talk a little bit about American Idol with Dave Delaterza from VoteForTheWorst.com. And I've also got knuckleheads in the news. All that in the next half hour. Oh, including 911 audio of a woman locked in her car on WLS.